get to sit up there.
That's right. We got the comfortable chairs, too.
Let's get her a lower chair so she feels.
You can make it cold if you need to.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. And Barb, I know this is your first time through this, so just real quickly, the way we seem to like to work is start at the top and go through line by line, and we'll have some questions for you. We want to talk about anything new or major. And then we'll get to the end of this, and then we'll make a decision of whether we're done with IT or we're going to have a call back. My gut feel as we start this process is there's going to be enough in here that we're going to need to gather a little more information about and go through some of our others that we probably will have a call back with you. But this is intended as an opportunity for all of us to understand what you see and just kind of talk it through, okay? So with that, we'll start on page 119. And I don't have any questions with those two items on 119. I don't know if anybody else does. Barb, I don't know if there's anything you'd like to say about any of those.
No. I want to ask about how do we determine, how did we determine how much the city assessor pays in IT fees? Was that, do you know off the top of your head how that?
That was a calculation that was created years ago, and we just keep following.
Oh, actually not. We've only been doing it
just
for two years.
Yeah.
So that was why I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure, I guess, that we're not afraid to talk about, is there, are we getting reimbursed?
Well, he's paying us $3,600 for fiber optic, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could this have been part of that whole negotiation that was worked out at the time that we were dealing with the GIS coordinator
and
trying to make some
shifts? Separate line item in countywide.
That's separate.
I didn't.
This is just.
I didn't realize this was just been the last
billing
2 years
out. Yeah, just billing out the fiber optic. After we got that up and going, I think we started billing it out. And I'm assuming, I'm sure there was a method to the madness. I'm just wanting to
there
make
was,
sure that we stay current with that.
Well, and with the now moving to one database for software, we will have to revisit that calculation and see if we do need to make some changes. I believe it was agreed between Sandra and Matt and Greg, this initial calculation. So,
okay.
Yeah, it does need to be revised after we go live with Tyler.
Well, and whether it's a necessary thing or not, it looks like we're charging the same to the city assessor that we charge to our own engineer, which is an off-site, somebody who
right.
utilizes the fiber optic and draws. And so I just encourage you to take a look at that and make sure that those are tied together with some kind of rationale. And then if we need to revisit the whole thing, we revisit it. Okay. With that, moving on to page 121. The first place I had a little question mark is talk to me, MHDD, case management, equipment, rent, and maintenance. Just talk me through that one.
This includes the Microsoft licensing and the server licensing exchange cals for their email. So this is mostly software licensing and then also VDI licensing.
Dramatically different from previous years, or it looked like we were higher than this, and then we dropped in the last 2 years, and now it looks like we're coming back up. I didn't know if that was cyclical.
Are you at 298.52? Is that the
52,
same?
52, yep.
Yeah, that's the same one I had a question on. Yeah, okay.
No, this is 444.52.
44.
Well, I wanted to go back up later after you get done, just a little bit, only just for clarification.
Yep.
This is based on user count, and I believe the user count has gone up and down. It also has to do with the cost per license, and I broke that out as to the cost that has gone up a little.
Okay. Yeah, and my concern there would be that we've got a lot of unfilled positions right now in several areas with our mental health. I want to make sure we're not paying for licenses that we don't have positions filled and we don't have intention to fill. So Alyssa, can you work with her on that and make sure that we're not paying for licenses on spots that are just going to be sitting?
In my understanding, that's community services. So there aren't...
First one is community services.
Yeah.
The second
the 404-999 would be...
There's the very top line, and then there's about halfway down, page 123, there's the CLP. And this year's CLP is 59 licenses. Last year it was 76.
Okay.
So it does appear like they're going with current licenses as opposed to just position licenses.
Okay, but the 21 that we're talking about right now, the 21 licenses...
That's solid.
Okay.
And we're only one down in that department. They did not fill the case management supervisor. That's the only position that is vacant at the time. So.
But what I notice is we got 21 of the office, 21 of the server, and then only 20 of the exchange. And so I'm just wondering why there's a difference in our quantity there.
Sometimes we need to install Office on a server where it doesn't show up on a user count, so that would make up the difference between the one license. And when a user leaves, we still have to pay out the license through the year. So if he's only there 3 months, we're still charged for a year. Microsoft doesn't like to give us money back. So,
yeah, I can work. We can make sure the licenses match.
And then Wayne, dropping down two more lines, Wayne had a question at 298.52, right, Wayne?
What I started to do earlier when I was first going through this, I was going through and comparing last year's actual cost and looking at where there were items of increase. And then when I got almost to the end, I started looking at the unit cost was the factor that seemed to have changed. Where it seemed to be a higher cost, and then I said, well, maybe, you know, that's what is reflected in the fact that there were several that I had, you know, put an underline on just as I was looking at the overall comparison. So some had, you know, the unit cost beside it, and I could compare it with last year. Then there was a few others that didn't. So that appears to be... the main adjustments from what I was able to tell, but initially I was a little concerned about how this all factored in. But is that what you were finding, that most of your increases, particularly in when you look at the number of products staying the same, but yet the cost per unit was a little bit higher?
Yes, and with our Microsoft licensing, we do it, for budgeting purposes, we have to do it a little uniquely. Microsoft requires payment every 3 years, but we have to extrapolate that to an annual basis. So when you pay, you're paying for a three-year term, but you're not paying for all of the licenses at once. They try to divide it so that we can fit it into the way we do our budgeting. And then at the end of the 3 years, even though it's an annual increase, it would be their actual three-year increase. So we try to match our budgeting process to the way they bill.
I did have a question in that one about the Asset Keeper, the depreciation accounting program.
Yes.
That was a request apparently by that department.
Yes. Ron would like to use that at CLP.
Information on...
We did take a quick peek at it, and they did tell us what they wanted to use it for. I told him I would put it in there as a placeholder. We need to revisit that with him to see exactly what he needs to use it for. I mean, there's other products, obviously.
Well, my question revolves around the difficulty that apparently they had in reading what I provided to them that our state auditors prepare, or that we prepare for the state auditors. And I want to just make sure that we're not just purchasing something that they're going to dual entry into, as opposed to using what we provide to them.
That's a good point. He didn't mention any difficulty with reading those reports.
Oh, there was lots of difficulty.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be the one he would say that to, so. Okay.
And the 5,000 in clip enhancements, where are we on clip? I mean, this feels like the never-ending.
Actually, we are just about done. so many of the issues we experienced revolved around an HTML editor, which just gives them the right to edit some of their notes. And they had, it was a homegrown, they created it. It wasn't working. So finally they brought in a third-party software that sold commercially. And that seems to be working very well. They installed it on a trial basis, and now they're going to install the actual license tomorrow. And there is no cost to Story County just because of all the trouble we've had. So ACS will absorb the cost of that editor. So we're very good on that. And Gayla wanted to put the $5,000 in there because she wanted to add some things next year. So in her legacy, Ron will pursue those.
On 44452, the second item, the 56.
We're on 298.52, the 7,100.
Okay, that was part of what I was going to suggest. Yep. You're usually jumping ahead of me with your quick thinking. So if you even just tell us a page number and approximately what number, then I'll know right where we are together. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, did we need to go back to anything on 298.52?
I think it was partly answered. I would go back to more or less on the bottom of 121. When I saw the vehicle fuel and maintenance differential, and you've only used 29% of it for this year. This is on page 121, third from bottom. And so looking at the cost, are you anticipating having to purchase something that...
That's tires and tires, and she says steering and alignment. Is that thing just getting a little beat up, Barb?
We thought it looked nice until we got in it and drove, and the steering has issues and it does need tires, and we feel that the steering may be related to the alignment. And this is Dave's expert opinion, so we haven't taken it into a shop yet, but he's pretty good with vehicles. And he.
Do you have any idea the mileage on that vehicle in the year offhand?
That's the new one that...
It's the health department's.
Okay.
Health department's old.
I think it's the 2005.
Yeah, we just switched vehicles this summer.
But we're in need of new tires on it now.
Definitely.
And we don't know what else we need.
No.
And I suggest we just go ahead and get that into the shop and see, get some kind. I mean, that may be something we can do yet this year.
And I had a conversation with Mike Corey.
Okay.
And he said
maybe
it's
because
I'm used to driving it, but he
didn't
think it was anything too serious. So.
Okay, well, I hope not.
I would, like Rick said, I would suggest getting it in. If you think there's problems with it, let's get it in.
Okay.
I don't mean to skip around, Wayne, but I had another question on. I'm on page 123, and I'm on the.
Which 120? Now let's just be clear. 123 refers to page 121. It's just the explanations
exactly,
of everything
exactly,
on 121.
Right. That's what I thought.
All right.
Under the 632.52 for CLP clearing account data processing equipment, there is two laptops for expansion related to client waiting lists. I just want to talk about a little bit. Do we want to put those dollars in at this point in time for expansions? Are we planning on expanding?
What's their definition of expanding? Are they talking about additional personnel as far as the data processing or what?
This is for two laptops.
Yeah, I see that now.
For expansion. I don't know what that means, and I don't know in the scheme of things whether we need to talk
Barb, about... Barb, in their request, did they give you any further explanation than just two laptops for expansion of client waiting
list? I did talk to Gayla personally about this, and they do... How they operate is when they visit clients, they do have a laptop with an air card, and that piece isn't in here. They would resume the responsibility of the air cards associated with the laptops, but she said they do have quite a waiting list, and so they wanted to expand their clientele, and they would need two laptops in her calculation to cover the visiting of these clients. So she said due to, you know, the tenacity of the future of this program, she wanted to put it in to be safe, not sure if it would happen.
Is the expansion in her budget?
Yes, perhaps. Maybe we just start this and then bring this up.
I think as we go through this, Wayne, I think you're right on. I think we need to star several things. I think we need to star. I'm still not clear. I don't know if you guys are on the $5,000 that we're talking about for the clip enhancements. okay, what it I don't know what that means. Clearly, the $1,200 for the asset keeper is something we need to talk about further. So I think we just star all of this and make sure we talk about it when we have Gayla and Ron sitting here. And if that works for everybody, we'll move beyond mental health into the other parts of the budget. Lisa, is there anything else we need to talk about with that?
No, I was...
Okay, so now on into the general basic part of things. Talk to us about... the first one I have is... it paid page 122. And Wayne, I don't know if you have anything before that, but 298.52 in the data processing software.
That one because I saw it was a reduction from what we had reestimated, but yet we're at only 4% of the usage. And if you go back and you compare 2011-12, not that far off, but I could definitely see that perhaps the question would be what's a reasonable assumption of expenditure? See, it's actually down from the 70. You're at the one with 71,750.
71,750, right? And that's going to go up and down depending on what we're doing. My issue there is the Granicus Basic, which is coming is a request out of us.
Right.
Which, as I understood, the Granicus Basic is it was something that went hand in hand with any kind of cam video system that we would put in here. So the question has to be, are we, and I didn't see the video system noted anywhere else in here.
I made a note to myself on that this morning.
And so I'm not seeing one without the other. I mean, that was my question. It's the $6,600? Is that right? Yeah, $6,600
yes.
In Granite
yes.
And Basic, which makes sense to me if, in fact, we're going to put cameras in this room, but it doesn't make sense to me if we're not going to have the video in here.
Actually, the video dollars are in this year's budget.
Okay.
ADI system.
Yeah,
so if we do move Granicus to FY 2014, we need to move that AVI system as well, since one can't operate without the other. One is the software and one is the hardware. Yeah.
Yes, it should have been.
It's,
we talked about it last year.
Yep.
Go back to...
It's under 632.52. AVI system, hardware and installation, 31.6.
Right.
Oh, and see, and I had moved that to an FY12 expense.
Oh, you did?
Well, when we sat in here last year, that was the decision, was they were going to try to buy it out of FY12's funds.
Right, but we weren't able to.
It didn't happen.
So it's still sitting there in 13, but now we've got the $15,000 that we approved Tuesday for the fiber optics
right.
going that we've still got to figure out how to pay for. So all I'm suggesting is we should at least star the $6,600 because it's going to be based on whether we get the video put in here or not this spring.
And then also included in that is the deficit balance from the Tyler upgrade from this year's budget.
Are we going to need $55,000? Because there's $45,000 in this year's. They need another $55,000? It's going to be almost $100,000?
There is. We are going to do some content management, which is also in here. But they've quoted us only on 1 million documents, and we more than likely have three times that amount. So we added a little onto this to help circumvent that.
Okay, but let's talk some more about this Tyler thing, because as I recall, the whole impetus behind us going to the Tyler 10 was, not only is it supposed to be a better system that corrects some of the issues, but they were giving us favorable terms to go ahead and upgrade at this point on their schedule.
Right.
And I thought it was a $50,000 bill total. And now I'm seeing it's more like a $100,000 bill. And so I just want to understand that.
They have several line items and the travel and expense. We just recently reviewed the gap analysis, and the time they spend on correcting issues in our gap analysis was not included in that, and they are billing us for it. So at face value, that was not a total picture of what the cost would be for this upgrade.
I think over the last couple of years, every time we have dealt with them on any type of enhancement or additional types of things, there's been an additional add-on cost. Well, yes, right. Exactly. That's one of the reasons they got you over the barrel with that. You know, they hook you in and tell you when it's time for enhancement. Oh, but by the way,
we're actually evergreen in their system, but that doesn't include, which means we get all upgrades as part of our initial purchase, but that doesn't include staff time, training, fixes.
I thought maybe that was just they give you the little thing you hang.
Yeah, pretty much.
And when we have a question or ask for an enhancement, oh, yeah, we'll do that for you. We get this warm, fuzzy feeling thinking that they're trying to help us. Well, actually, that is a billable cost, and I don't want them to preference every answer with, yes, it will cost you, however, I think sometimes we forget that they are a vendor and we are the customer, so we are paying for their services.
Okay, so then I would ask just on that line item, we go ahead and star Granicus and know that that's going to be part of our conversation of whether we're going to go ahead and be able to put the video in this room or not. And then, Barb, I'd just ask that you go back and put a real fine pencil to the $55,000 with Tyler. I know you've got some things built in there based on number of documents and everything else, but just try to give us a good hard number on what that $55,000 actually looks like. And then from there, I drop down, and my question is, why would we be increasing employee mileage and expense when we haven't spent anything in that this year?
We haven't claimed any. we've spent that and more. The ICIT and the ISAC conferences and
what education and training.
That does. The mileage does. Oh, okay.
Mileage education goes to education and training.
So we've been trying to scale back on that. I don't like to, if one person is traveling and we need to use the pool car, I don't like to use that to make a trip to Des Moines when Dave might need it to transfer computers to Ames. So I know we're encouraged to use the pool car. However, if it's detrimental to how our department handles our PCs, then we have to make a choice.
Well, and the other part of that is the supervisor's van should be available anytime.
Yeah. Okay. And that.
I know there have been issues in the past.
Yes. Yes.
This one's really nice. It's only 2 years old.
Well, I was told the windows didn't work and everything else. So.
Yeah. Got a new van.
And we just traded it.
Okay.
And
if you look at the history on that one, Barb, there's been no mileage and expense used in 11 and 12 or so far in 13.
So I'd ask that we just keep that one at 150 rather than taking it all the way up.
Back to the line.
Yep, 122. It's the fourth one down from the top, Wayne. And then the next one down, I think this is where we get to start our yeah, just leave it at 150, what it was this year, is my suggestion, unless you guys feel differently.
Yeah, makes sense.
Next line down, it looks like the first opportunity we have to start talking IP phone system, because I think we got some data issues if there's an IP phone system built in there, right? You got something plugged in there that we're only going to need if we go with the IP phone system?
We've got the 4500 in the detail. That's on... That would be on page 125. So SIP trunks have to be created, and that's a $4,500 cost if we do the IP phone system.
Right, and so that's what I was questioning. This is the first line to me that we have to start. We have to have the conversation of where we're going with the phone system
right.
to know where we're going to set that line because of the $4,500. So let's have that conversation. I know you've done a lot of research on the IP phone system. I know you've got a lot of varying quotes. I know you plugged in the $300,000 system to the budget. Just in as lay terms as possible, tell us about our current phone system, why we need to go to an IP phone system if we do, and what will happen to us if we don't.
Well, to be honest, nothing will happen if we don't, knock on wood. If our current system crashes, additional hardware to replace and to repair is hard to find. We were trying to find hardware for the DHS system at HSC and had trouble with that. It is antiquated. It's 15 years plus old. Phone systems, that's end of life after 10 years usually for them. An IP phone system you'll get more life out of because the technology is a little more modern. Phone systems, the PBX systems, digital, that's technology no longer being used, or being phased out. It's being used, but it's being phased out. The IP phone system will give us redundancy. It will give us disaster recovery. If our site is down, we'll still have phones through the other locations. You can't always rely on cell phones. It does tie in with the E911 system so that if we have issues, we won't lose our 911 capabilities. There are other features that employees, I think, could benefit from. For example, it could be configured so that your voice messages can be a WAV file that you can save in your email. So we could use that for documentation when records are requested. There's caller ID at no additional charge. Sometimes it's nice to see who's calling you. And
Dan and Darla will both kick in for that.
I was going to say there are some people.
How many calls do they get? Yeah, or you. How many calls do we get a day of somebody called me from the county and it's just a 7200 number that pops up, right?
We explain we have 400 extensions and we have no idea.
So. Right, it all comes out from a central number. So, you know, there's a lot of nice-to-haves. Our system is not down. We can still survive.
But there's not replacement parts. I mean, we got to go scavenge another old system to get replacement parts.
As a matter of fact, the desk phones, we've been trying to find them on eBay. That's you cannot find a new desk phone of that model. So,
well, 15 years is a long, long time.
It is a long time.
So then my question becomes, with the research that you've done, and I want to say the low end was $75,000, and that was a lease where we didn't own the equipment.
It was a lease.
Up to a $300,000 where I assume we own the equipment. Can you just take me through that a little bit?
Owning the equipment includes phone switch, desk phones, and any kind of configuration that they need to make. Usually that's a one-time thing, but it also included some training for the users. I think we could cut corners on that a little bit. The lease solution, and I've had one of those. You don't have control when they do system updates. It didn't bring your business to a halt, but sometimes it was a little inconvenient. If you own the system, you would be in charge of all the maintenance, which is another consideration. Do we have the tech? Do we have the skills to support a system? I say yes. Kenny and I have both supported an IP phone system, so you don't see a lot of hardware. Like I said, you just have the phone switch, one in each location. There would be one here, one at the Justice Center, one at CLP, and one at HSC. And then with the current budget, we are upgrading our ADA switches. So that just leads the way into the phone system. We won't need to purchase extra switches for the new system because we'll be able to use the ones we've got budgeted for this year. So,
how will it impact engineering and conservation? And
engineering is on a T1 line, so they will be able to. They won't need a switch out there, but they can use the system.
Okay.
We can piggyback DHS onto the system with a VLAN on our switch, which means we basically create two routes so that they are equal, but they're in the same box but separate. So that'll benefit them. Conservation.
Would DHS contribute anything to the cost of this?
I would say they would lease it back from us. They do currently ride on our long distance program, so they do give us some money for that. And we charge them.
The initial cost factor was over $300,000. Do you see that as Is there any way to scale that back and still have a close to the system that you think would be operable, realizing that if you add on, the later you've got to pay more? But we've talked about the reality of this has been talked about for the last 4 to 5 years, and we've just not, you know, made it a priority that we felt that we had to move with that. And my concern is we're still operating on borrowed time. The problem is, as you've identified, that if it does go down, we really have a real major issue at that point in time.
We don't have a disastrous solution for that.
So if you had to prioritize, you know, I mean, this versus some of the other items here, whether it be reducing some of the things that some of the departmental folks wanted to have, where would you put that on the priority list? You know, I probably should have asked you that earlier, but you can always come back later, you know, with this. But I do think that's going to help us a little bit determine where we should really allocate the resources, you know, from my perspective, as we look at some of these things, because there are some of the things that are requested here by various departments. While they would make their job maybe a little bit more efficient, it's not going to really prevent them from still providing the services. You see where I'm going? And
yes.
Yet the phone system is countywide. I mean, it
affects every user.
It affects everybody.
You know. Well, not only it affects everybody that they have contact with anybody in any of our offices.
Right.
So,
Well, can you imagine how frustrated you would be if you got a call from somebody at the county, and so you just missed the call, you immediately called back, and the person you get says, I don't know who called you. Oh, I can't
exactly.
Help you.
Exactly, yes.
So those kind of things. I've become a believer that we need to upgrade our phone system. I think DHS is running on borrowed time, and while they're not our primary concern, it just makes sense to me that if we can dovetail it all together, we go. I still have not been convinced that leasing the system is not the right way to go. And so I'd like you to talk me through that some more. Unless
the only thing I'll add to that is at one point early on, we had a discussion about leasing some equipment for conservation. And the county attorney advised against that because the lease term would bind future boards.
Right.
Right.
This board.
Right. Right. Right.
So he advised against that in that instance. I don't know if this would be any different. It was simply some equipment that, you know, I think, as a matter of fact, it was like a John Deere Gator they were looking at purchasing. And I suggested looking at a lease. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if I had the conversation with Steven or if it was with the director at that time, about leasing equipment. Was told that the county attorney is not in favor of leasing equipment because of, you know, what I said earlier. So that's.
Wouldn't this be considered something, business continuity, similar to your heating and cooling system? We can't exist without a phone system, so no matter what future board members decide.
Mm-hmm.
What's the term of the lease?
It was 3 years. That's their normal lease.
Options built in.
Well, you settled on that lease was not the right way to go, so maybe we can start with that. Why do you believe that purchasing this system for $300,000 is preferable to leasing a system for $75,000?
Well, my leasing, you get the user doesn't see a difference. You get the same thing. You get a phone, and you can do the leasing creatively, like you can lease the system and buy the phones, the desk phones. They're $300-$400 a piece, and you can get different levels of phones. I guess my leasing comment was based on what Paul and I had talked about with his experience with the conservation issue. So I'm not opposed to leasing. Like I said, I've used it before. I think it's the tech support. Lightage is the only one that offers that, and their support was excellent. And after you work with them for a while, you call them less and less because you learn how to use the system.
Do they ever negotiate a situation where starting out your first year or so, you take a lease option with the option to purchase, and they can lock you in on a price?
Yes, you can do that.
I think that would be worth exploring a little bit, because we could then kind of see where we were if we were talking about extending this over multiple years. That way you could, you know, get a system in place now and then finalize it in the following budget year, if at all possible. And I guess that would be my thought on that.
How fast is technology changing in that aspect, as far as, you know, you purchase the system now, is it going to be?
All the time. Don't mention that.
Well, IP phone systems are a little different. Back in 98, when I was reviewing a phone system, they said IP phones were cutting-edge technology. I think that's one place where technology speeded up, and now it's just kind of reached a plateau, because it does travel over your same connection as your data does. So it'll travel over fiber, it'll travel over T1s. It's pretty flexible. So I think as far as the phone systems are concerned, we're not going to see as many changes in the future as we've seen in the past. It's pretty much reached a stability level, in my opinion. One thing I wanted to add, going back to the benefits of this, Rick, you were saying, you know, you get a phone call, you miss it. With the IP phones, you can hit a button and there's a menu there, and this is even on the cheapest model you can purchase. You can see missed calls, date, time. You can delete them. You can keep them until your memory in your phone gets full. You can see calls that you've made, calls you've received. It's really flexible for the user. There is call accounting. We wouldn't need our call accounting software as a separate product, so...
Well, this
does this go on our server, like all that storage, or how does that work?
It's just a box. It looks like a network switch, and you just install it in your server rack, and it's a separate entity, and then there's some configuration to make it to direct the traffic through your other switches, but it does not sit on a server.
A question more for Lisa. Is there any advantage for us to look to see if there is some funds available within this year's budget that could apply to this if we would decide to go towards the actual purchase amount, and then we would end up getting the full purchase, you know, after the first of the year?
If you guys are interested in as we're going through ending fund balance, looking at that, if you're interested in designating some dollars from this year, that's your prerogative. You can certainly do that.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like, Lisa, we've got to have we just Tuesday committed to $15,000 for fiber optics. We know we've got some additional expenditures that we have budgeted, the video cameras being one of them, and now we've got some new things surfacing. I just think it'd be advantageous if the whole board went through and said, okay, here's our priorities with the dollars that we have remaining in these areas. Let's get it done, and it'll also help us to determine what FY14 looks like.
Yeah. Good plan.
And you don't have any concerns with the leased system as opposed to any of the other ones that we would purchase?
No. I've managed both kinds, the most recent at Dart, and we had a problem once, and that was because they did a system update and there was a new client that had to be installed on each phone, and they neglected to give us the most current one. So that was the only glitch that I've ever had with a lease solution. Their location is very secure, so we don't have to worry about them going away.
Well, I can certainly speak with Jessica and Steven and see where they're at on it.
But yeah, I'd like us just to start everything having to do with the IP phone system, and I think all of us make a mental note that it feels to me like that's the direction we're moving. We're just trying to figure out how we're going to move in that direction. And then, Barb, have you come back to us with several options, buying it, what that would cost us in FY14 and beyond, because that's going to be highly important to me. Same way with a straight-up lease, and then Wayne mentioned the option of a lease purchase. And so not only FY14 cost, but what we project it will cost us in FY15 and beyond, Because to me, that's going to make a real difference. If we can spend $300,000 now, and it's going to cost us dramatically less in the long run, knowing that this last phone system was a 15, 20-year kind of thing, then that would make some sense to me. But if there's not any appreciable difference in the cost long term, then today's dollar is always more valuable than tomorrow's dollar. If it's okay with you guys, I'd just say we know we're going to have a call back at this point with Barb. Let's just star everything having to do with IP phone system, and we'll come back and have that full conversation.
I agree.
Okay. The data processing service looked to me to be fairly hard and fast. Is that accurate? I mean, that's just, it is what it is.
Yes.
There's no real flexibility in any of those, correct?
I do. The Light Edge Solutions, the spam filter, they've changed their platform on that.
I saw that.
I'm not sure.
I was wondering if it was just my computer that was
no. No. We're not sure. It's a Google product now, and I guess I'm not sure if I like it or not.
Taking over the world.
For safety's sake, I put it in the budget. I'm not sure I will use it for the entire FY if I find something that is a better replacement.
But it'll be comparable dollars.
Yes. And then the only other thing we would take out of there is just that $4,500 I think we'll still need the SIP trunks if we do go with the IP phone system. That's at least.
Okay.
So regardless of what option we choose, that'll stay in. If we do go with an IP phone system.
Okay.
And I did reduce the phone replacement to one, simply because we didn't replace any last year because we couldn't find any. So.
Right, and that'll come all the way out if we go to this new system.
Yes, yes.
So then dropping down below that, data processing services at $56,840. Is there anything in there that we need to talk about?
This is a figure that comes from the multi-agency. We got this from Stan, and this is our cut. This is Story County's portion of that bill.
Talking about the 8230 in that. $8,230 for the OSSI? Is that what?
It's all together.
The whole amount is ours.
The 56840 comes from our share of the multi-agency.
Multi-agency. We used to call it CAD. Now it's multi-agency.
Okay. And then education and training, obviously you want to bump that up a little bit, and I understand with newer people, but let's just go through and talk about it. It looks like all swag to me at $1,200 and the $2,500 per trip. Can we get those to be any finer kind of dollar figures?
Well, actually, the NetOps class that I wanted Joel to take is a $3,400 expense. I think we need to... This is something we haven't used a lot of in the past simply because we've been too busy. And I know they feel frustrated, like they can't go. I do have Dave enrolled in a Windows 7 class for next week, so we are starting to use some of it. But I think with the way technology is changing, I need to keep those dollars pretty firm.
Okay. We get down to all the switches and equipment rent and maintenance. Have we got any flex other than the IP phone system stuff? Is there anything else in there that we need to pull out and talk about individually?
It's gone up substantially.
The ISI telemanagement solutions, which is the call accounting maintenance, that $5,650 can go away. If we do go to an IP phone system.
So we've got some things in here that are duplicated.
There
some
is.
Of them, if it's IP.
Add this up because I highlighted it last night. At the top of page 126, there's 4 items that total $39,624.
Okay.
That if we go with IP, we can get rid of those.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
There will be replacement costs, some type of, you have to pay licensing, so it won't be like this, though.
Well, but in your budget, you also have the annual maintenance fee.
Yes.
Or $40,000.
Right.
So you've got both of those figures in
yes.
your budget at
yes,
this
I
point
do.
In time, is my point, I guess.
And I guess that's a good thing to have, I mean, because it gives you some options. If you stay with the current system and don't go with that, you know that these are ongoing costs that you're probably going to need to factor.
Yeah. My frustration with, and I agree with you, but my frustration with this is we're looking at a budget right now that is not either or, it's both. I mean, we have both things built in. And I know it's a tough deal, but I believe that we're moving toward purchasing or leasing an IP phone system for next year. So I'd like to see a budget that truly reflects, okay, here's what an IP phone system really looks like. Here's what it is if you buy it. Here's what it is if you lease it. And here's what we project the ongoing cost. And then we can just do away with all these little
other
items.
Yes, I should have done A or B, but I combined everything. So.
Well, since we know we're going to call you back, we'll just ask that you guys put that together for us, assuming an IP phone system, and then we'll just figure out. Because a lot of the IP phone system, whether we buy it or lease it, the other costs, the ancillary costs, should be about the same, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do we need to talk about things like ProLaw? Lisa, I don't know if you had anything else in this category, but I know we've got the items that to me are really. Paul and I joke every year that, you know, we're in the wrong business. If you were doing maintenance on some kind of software program, you'd be in. But we don't have a lot of flexibility in any of those, do we?
And I did update the ProLaw users. We were under counted last year. So we did another count with Teresa, and it's 26 that are actually using that. So I did have to increase that. The rest of it, I confirmed with the departments that this is what they're actually using.
And there's other places in there, like I guess I'm up right above auditors. It says content management annual fees. And if that's with the new content management we're talking about?
Right. That's in this year's budget. So that will be the fee, the annual maintenance fee for that.
So that would be $11,000 every year?
Until it goes up.
Until it goes up. Until it's not $11,000.
After we spend $80,000 or $90,000 or $100,000 on it.
Then the AVI system three-year maintenance, only if we implement Granicus, that's $6,640.
But that's only if we do Granicus, so that's
right.
Part of the conversation. Let's make sure we understand, again, what those video cameras are going to cost us, not just to put them in,
right.
But in order to use them every year.
Right.
And that's a conversation we need to come back and have.
I put a star on that one.
Okay.
I do think we need to revisit that quote anyway. It's my understanding that's 2 years old now, so
yeah.
I'm sure it's changed.
Amazing how time flies. Okay, contract labor.
Oh. Planning and development, ArcView maintenance for four. Every year I bring this up. 127. Do you know the use on that? Do you know if they're all using it?
Where are you at?
Planning and development, ArcView maintenance for four, $1,200. And then we've got an ArcView, ArcInfo maintenance for one. I assume that's Leanne.
Yes, I confirmed with both departments, and this is what they said they use.
Is there any way we can check usage of that all four in that office really need and utilize?
Who would the fourth one be?
Kristen?
Yeah. I mean, that would be my one question is, do we need it out there on...
In other words, yeah.
On
because if it's being used almost daily by everybody, it's one thing. But if it's just every so often, why couldn't you use it, be shared at a computer where you could go to it and do that?
Well, let's make sure we visit with Leanne about that when we have her in here. And then we'll just come back and revisit that. Thanks for bringing that up again, Lisa. Anything else on any of these items before we move down to contractual labor? Okay. Talk to us about contract labor.
I've got $6,500 in the budget for the disaster recovery for the I-Series upgrade. And we've also asked Solutions for a quote, so we don't know what their quote will be. But this is to all of our financials reside on the AS400, and as of now, there's no DR solution for that. Solutions had suggested that perhaps we use one of their servers as a backup, and then in case of a disaster, it would be up and running and ready, but they haven't given us a quote on what that cost would be. So ATS gave us the offhand quote of $6,500, so that's what we're going with for the budget. If solutions can come in a little lower than that, that would be great. Under contracted labor, this is for rewriting the tax estimator as related to the Tyler upgrade. And then also, I've got a wireless project down further. This would be for the implementation. Some of that cost would be associated with that. And then there's $32,000 for communication innovators to do the trenching between the hospital and the Justice Center to complete the fiber loop that was in the DOT project.
Have an easement for that? Do we know?
In the quote I received, they did not include any money for finding out if we had the easement. So that's a good question.
Question for the attorney. I just know that when we didn't have a complete easement between here and the Justice Department, that cable got cut by the City of Nevada. And
we left hanging the bag on that.
Because we didn't have an approved easement.
Yeah, because we didn't have it. So that was an expensive.
That's definitely something to
error.
Check into.
Rewriting the tax estimator and the wireless project implementation, take me back to that one. I saw that we were talking about having wireless, I guess, for this building and a few others. Talk me through all of that. What's needed and why is that in contract labor rather than regular staff time?
Pat Emerson wrote the current one, and it will not work in the upgrade, so it has to be redone. He's no longer working for Story County, so this would be so that Tyler could rewrite that for us. I haven't approached Greg to see if that's an option.
I'm trying to grasp.
This is when people log into the website and try to estimate their property taxes. And I know they were complaining earlier that it was off. But
we had to take it down when we took down the voter lookup system.
Right.
It was all, I don't know how, but it was all married somehow, that data. And that we actually was rewritten using Esri software, so we don't use that anymore. I don't know if it pulled straight from our tax tables or not. Seems a little high
Is it on the county assessors or is it?
It was a little frame inside our webpage that we used. I think it was on the assessors webpage. You accessed it. Yeah. So.
And I guess the argument for having a third party software to do this for us, if it's something we decide we need, is we don't run into the problem where an employee leaves and he's the one that created it. What do you do for backups? What do you do for updates? I mean, as the software upgrades, if a third-party vendor owned the software, they would upgrade the software based on your maintenance fees. So I'm not all for homegrown programs.
That's becoming more the norm in this day and age for that very same reason. You've usually got one or two people with the expertise and the knowledge, and then if they leave, you know, where do you go from there?
Right, but it just seems to me a tax estimator package, Tyler should have something like that in the box, shouldn't they? And I don't know what portion of this $20,000 is on tax estimator and what portion of it is on the wireless project that you're talking about, but it just feels to me like that's high.
That would be approximately half and half.
Okay.
ISAC doesn't have a tool that you can use, considering all our dues that we pay them.
All right, so I would just ask that we get a fairly hard quote from Tyler on what it would cost us to have a tax estimator work with the system that we're already paying them.
A lot of money for.
Right.
And then wireless, I'm going to want you to take me all the way through that as we get down here further into our conversation. Anything else with the contract labor?
No, but question, have we had other than a few people from the public asked that question regarding wireless connection. As far as departmental use, have you had much conversation regarding whether we should move in that direction or not?
I've had a lot of requests. People initially were under the assumption that we did have wireless, and we'd get calls, you know, come and fix my wireless, it doesn't work. And we say, well, well, that's because you have wireless at home. Like, mostly people using their laptops and their tablets, and they want to be able to use it when they go into meetings. And the sheriff's office has had a lot of complaints that the people that come in as they're waiting, they'd like to have a guest wireless system. And I know even up here in the boardroom, it would be nice if we did have some wireless, basically for laptop connection. It would not be all employee used. Of course, we would have two separate segregated networks, one internal and then one as a guest network, as a courtesy to the people that visit this building. What we've looked at, now there is wireless at the HSC building, and they did purchase that Aruba wireless device with money, grant money that they received. We could tie in the wireless system with that. But in this, the quote that I included purchases just a few more repeaters, and then we would all be connected wirelessly. HSC building does, yes.
He's talking about City of Ames, yeah.
The city has it too, and in CLP they do have wireless back in the game room area for their clients. So it's something that people are asking for more and more. I think as far as you asked me to prioritize, the phone system and the wireless project, I think, are pretty neck and neck as far as what I think are priorities for IT moving forward.
Any requests out of like the trials, the other attorneys?
Yes. There's 27, well, we've got 27 computers and laptops over at the attorney's office, but one of the problems with EDMS is they have to continually download documents and pass documents back and forth. It's taking a lot of our bandwidth. Our solution was, well, why don't you take your laptop into the courtroom with you and you can just pull up the documents on there? Well, there's a state-owned wireless system in there, but not one that we can access. So their point is we don't have wireless. So that's why we don't undock our laptops. That's why they sit on our desk. So
I think it was going to be a huge issue for that murder trial from Linn County.
Yes. Yes, the attorneys.
We're going to stage in the law library.
In the library, yes. And they did not have ear cards, which was my second suggestion to them. And
Molly come over and set up for wireless.
Yeah. Well, Clinton's got his on his phone.
Well, I mean, I'm up until now, I find out that, you know, my hot new phone would allow me to do it, but I mean, it would be a tremendous advantage. There's no question. When I go home, I don't have to use my phone. But again, I relate it to the trend and the number of people that we serve today. That is, technology is a way of life for becoming more and more. And there's really an expectation of that. So if you were talking about a service delivery concept, I think this is another good way of approaching it, I believe.
The City of Nevada have it in their city hall? I'm just curious.
I'm not sure.
The City of Nevada is wireless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say the majority of
it may be time.
Government agencies.
I think it is. I don't know that I put it above the IP phone system simply because...
I love it, but I'd put it...
Yeah, no, I...
They're very close.
I think it's in there.
Well, it allows you to look, like Barb said, of like, do we all need towers under our desks, or can we be?
Well, that's the next. We're getting ready to start to have that conversation again. All right. So as we look at contractual labor, the disaster recovery makes sense to me.
Yeah, I just wanted to really denote that I think this is again a very important area, even though the cost is not exorbitant. But you know, we still live in Tornado Alley. And when you think about what happened in Linn County and so forth with the floods and everything else there, to me, that is one of the little shortcomings, I think, when we really talk about continuity of operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the money, that's something we ought to really move forward with.
Yeah, I agree with that. The only thing I'm asking for in the contractual labor is, let's just get a harder quote on the tax estimator. I know that the wireless project with the, what you say, there's 10,000 of that 20, and then you've got another 25 later on in the budget. I get all of that, and I just assume keep it in right now, and if we need to pull it out as we get to the end of this conversation, we can. So then I dropped down to data processing equipment, which is where I ended up having a huge majority of my questions, and start with Veterans Affairs, a laptop, a monitor, and a projector. We got two employees in Veterans Affairs. Tell me what we need over there.
This is for Brett. His current laptop is very old, and when he got it, it was a hand-me-down, so the exact origin is not known. What he would like is a laptop and monitor for his desk, and then a projector so he could travel and present his... He's got some PowerPoint shows that he likes to present when he goes around and talks to the vets. So,
but again, the docking station...
Replacement laptop in a, so that he has a docking station.
Right.
He's not going to have a tower and a
Correct.
He currently has a laptop, though.
Yes.
And he currently... Station. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Does...
Got a regular PC, which he would no longer have, obviously, I would
assume.
Right.
He has an old laptop that he uses for travel, but this would replace his PC and the current laptop. And I wouldn't be able to reuse the laptop. It's got an XP operating system on that will no longer work. And
does it still have WordPerfect?
I guess the question would be is why would you need
to? You know, I think it does have WordPerfect.
He doesn't need
this would replace it.
Just asking for it. Okay.
Yeah, he's just, this would be his replacement.
His replacement plus...
Plus the projector.
And so
we have a projector in the building that could be used by community service. And how often is that being used?
The assessor has one. That's the one I borrow, but that's like, you know, twice a year or something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting to. What doesn't make sense at all to me is for us to buy a projector that's going to be used four times a year.
A closet where we check stuff out.
That's exactly what I'm getting to. If we need a projector, let's get a projector, but let's have it in one place that people check it out before they need it, and then we're only buying one projector.
IT had one, and the sheriff had one at one point in time, and the treasurer had one at one point in time.
Yeah, I think we kind of phased out that.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question, because I know that we've had the discussion before, and I know that there were more than one projectors that we had.
We have any in that building, though. I think that was part of his concern. I said, IT does have one if you need to use it. But his concern was, well, if I'm going in this direction, do I have to come to the IT department and pick it up every time?
Yeah.
There's enough people going back and
forth.
There's
a lot of us going back and forth.
And he'll know far enough in advance when his appointment is.
Sure. Yeah.
But you have a good projector. IT currently has a good enough projector.
It's good enough, yes.
All right, let's take the projector out of Veterans Affairs request.
How much is the projector portion of that, Barb?
$500.
How do you guys feel about Brett consolidating his tower and his old laptop into one? Makes as much as he
I can see that for his job, and as much as he's out of the office and making contact.
Okay, so. Conservation. Several requests in here. You want to take us through those?
They'd like to do more with education programs. And I know when I was out there a couple times visiting, they do get a lot of foot traffic through there. And they would like to be able to take a tablet and go around and show different... they like to show pictures of the different plants, animals. This is part of the education move that they're trying to implement. I'm kind of iffy on that. I told them I'd put it in. Not sure if everyone would agree that that's needed. I can see that it would be a real boost for what they're trying to promote.
When the schools come in?
Yes.
They do a lot of the elementary schools.
And for a child, if you put a picture in front of them, and it means a lot more than if you're putting a projector picture on the wall. So they're trying to reach people, I think, on an individual basis, which... I'm all for that.
Yeah, let's star that one and have the conversation with Mike Cox. computer and monitor, this is the first one that leads me to where are we headed on virtual desktops?
We implemented a test group at CLP the week before last. It's I won't say it hasn't been successful. What we did is we replaced old computers with old computers. So the major complaints we're having is the slowness. I think VDI is a solution, but not for everybody. So as far as it working for them, I don't think so. We've got anybody that, and I think you pointed out, Rick, the Board of Supervisors, all you do is access Office Word documents, a lot of emails and things. Virtual clients would work great for you. I'm not sure. It definitely won't work for any CAD programs. It won't work for any of the ArcView programs. It won't work for anything where you're doing a lot of processing, where you're downloading diagrams and large documents. So I think we will proceed. This test group, we're learning a lot on how Story County operates and how our systems are bogged down. It has accounted for some more of the slowness on our network, but I think it's something that we'll pursue. We won't wipe it out entirely, but it won't be something that you can expect to see countywide.
How many are you using in the test group? What type of service?
We're 17.
17?
And these are in and out, so they sometimes forget how to log in, but they're not using it all day, every day.
The thin client that we talked about. Can I ask a question for my office? I think we were on replacement schedule for FY12, and then that was postponed because we were discussing thin client options countywide. And then I don't think we ever came back on the schedule, as far as I know, or if that money is sitting somewhere in a fund balance.
There's two different versions of our
current
budget.
Right. In the meantime, we're sort of limping along on some pretty old PCs in our office.
Well, that's what I was going to get to when we got down to the we have 45 new desktops for the sheriff. But I remember that last year, well, for the last 2 years,
right,
we've postponed everything, and it seems to me that if we're starting back with buying new desktops, we should go back to where we were in 2012.
Right. I don't know who the other departments
go
are.
Go through that.
I'm selfishly asking for my own.
Well, I do have a PC replacement schedule that Matt had started, and the auditor was on the schedule to get 12 new replacements, county attorney, 27 facilities. We've replaced some of those. They're up to 4, and then health and sanitation, 3, and then the sheriff, 42. This is based on a 3-year rotation. I think, personally, I would extend it to a 5-year.
5-year, I would, too.
And but what the train of thought then was to replace the entire department at once. So what this 12 PC replacement cost included, one that was 4 years old, 3 that were, or 9 that were 3 years old, and 2 that were 2 years old, I feel we should just replace them as they get older, not just sweep through and do the whole department at once, because then we're replacing a computer 3 or 4 times. You take out a computer that's 1 year old, well, then you have to replace it to another one, and it's like leapfrog. Why not just replace them as they reach that age instead of doing the whole department at once? I think there's
that's the old system, going back to the old system, then.
Yes.
Well, and what's your? I mean, we've had conversations about replacing a whole department at once, so that we're all in the same operating.
Yeah, because we were. I think Alyssa, when she was over there, we were like Vista Orphans, and then there were. I think we're on 3 different operating systems.
But I think that's an example.
Why they were doing the whole.
Yeah, but that's kind of a special example of some certain departments.
No,
probably
it's going to
need
be every,
that.
I think
but,
it's going to be every department.
But originally we were doing it the other way, and I kind of agree that Barbara's analysis appears to be something we ought to take a look at rather than the whole department.
But in the meantime, I can see in your area,
I can see in the treasurer's office, and some of those offices that do have to have, you know, similar shared information and data that, you know, that makes
well,
sense.
My point really only is that if it's different operating systems and somebody in my office says, Lisa, I want to I want to help doing this Excel document, and it looks different in three different
ways.
I'm still, okay with that.
Well, why are we still on that many different systems at this point in time? This has been talked about.
Because we never got onto the new system.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still
not. All right. I see where you're coming from.
I think what I'd like to see as far as anything new we clearly have to talk about, but for the replacement PCs, I'd just like to see a complete inventory of what we have in the county and what their ages are, because if we're not headed toward the virtual, which is what we've talked about now the last couple of years, and Barb, I know this is the first time you've been sitting here with us talking about this, if we're not headed toward that by and large for the county, we need to pick back up on the replacement
Definitely.
Of PCs. But we don't just pick up where we would have been now. We've got to go back and take a look at where we should have been. So I would suggest that we pull the 45 PCs from the sheriff and ask Barb that you bring us a list of all the PCs that we have in the county and their ages. And then what I'd ultimately like us to see, if we have, I don't know, what's the right number, 250, 300, how many PCs do we have? How many workstations do we have in the county roughly?
200.
Yeah. So if it's 200 and we're going on a 5-year rotation, that means we should be replacing 40 a year. And we just replaced the 40 a year, and hopefully we're able to take care of a whole department or office with 40. But there will be certain instances, like the sheriff, that we won't get all of them with 1 year, but we just get on a rotation with these, and I like 5 years a heck of a lot better than three.
Right.
So can we ask you for that?
Well, yes. Certainly. And if you look at version 2 of our current budget, and as soon as we were done with the OSSI project, I was going to point that out to you, Lucy, that there is money budgeted for 27 PCs. So.
Okay.
Version
2?
You're talking about the FY.
The current FY.
Right.
So I think we can address what your needs this year and not have to worry about them in next year's budget. What I find personally, and I know this from 1 year we replaced a call center, and we wanted to go with, okay, so they're all in the same operating system, they're all in the same model, easy to troubleshoot. Well, a year later, somebody needed a PC. There was an extra one there. They moved it. One of the PCs crashed. You had to replace it. It wasn't the same model. It doesn't take long before suddenly that vision of having everybody the same
right. Isn't
the same. So,
well, and I'm not near as worried about everything being the same as I am worried about consistency. And if we know we have 200 and we know we want to replace them every 5 years, then to me it's just 40 a year.
It should, yes.
And they go where they need to go.
Exactly.
And the prices keep going down, which is nice.
That goes back up to the laptop for the natural resource specialist.
Another
is that
thing.
A new or is that?
That's a new position. They said in January of 2014.
It was a ranger position.
Ranger position.
Proposed. They reevaluated it, so there should have been one from the ranger. They took Rick Carter's position.
Yeah, but
that's the natural resource specialist. They reevaluated it, so there was a person. It wasn't a brand new
position.
It wasn't an added position to the budget.
So it's not a new position. Is there a workstation that goes
or
with that?
Do the Rangers have?
He said there are no workstations, so this would be a new workstation.
And that could be with the Rangers. They could have had off-site. I'm not sure what computer they used or where it was at.
All right. Lisa, will you star all of that and let's have that conversation with Mike? And see where we are there. We're pulling the 45 new PCs for now. And okay, I'm on 127, at the bottom of the page. Yep. There's PCs at 750 each for the sheriff's department. Receive 45 new, and I'm saying let's pull that until we get this inventory and get ourselves on a rotation, because they may or may not need to go to the sheriff. The sheriff's 45 PCs may be further down the line. I don't know until I see the list.
There are currently 13. There's 13 that are 6 years old, and there are 26 that are 4 years old, and this was as of a year ago. So
this is in the sheriff's office, you're telling
yes.
me. Yeah. But I don't know how that equates to what Lucy has in the auditor's office,
sure.
How that,
into what you're going to purchase out of this year.
Right.
To put in.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly we're 2 years behind because we've gone 2 years without replacing anything.
Yeah. But
thinking that we were moving toward
the
due to
economic necessities. There's no question at the time. That was part of.
Well, that and the fact that we didn't know which direction we were going. And
that's true.
It was economic necessity, but it was also we were hiring a new IT director. I didn't have a good feel for whether we were headed toward virtual desktops countywide or not.
There were several factors. You're right. You're absolutely correct.
And I don't think VDI is a solution for a hardware replacement. You still need to have a decent PC to boot up and launch your VDI client. So, you know, after 7 years, that computer's not going to work for VDI or anything.
Obviously, since you're finding that out in the test group right now, right?
Yeah. Like I said, we replaced old computers with old computers, and it doesn't seem to be working very well.
Well, and so let's just figure out where we are,
okay,
and then get back on a schedule that we can maintain. And then there's a switch upgrade and an app server for $12,000 each at the bottom of 127.
Yes.
ESX cluster. Can I ask that dumb question?
ESX is VMware. That's just what they call their servers, ESX.
Original statement, Rick.
The switch upgrade at CLP that gets us to a connection speed of 10 gig. I know we've been struggling with some connection speeds over there. Is it because of the switch? I mean, is this a switch that we need to have?
It's pretty old, and we do have money budgeted this year, and actually we just signed the quote today for the switch replacement for this fiscal year. This is an add-on to that project. This will bring us up to 10 gig here, but they won't be. So this will act as a complement to what we're doing here and make it more of a streamlined effort instead of, oh, we've got good speed here, but they don't kind of thing.
Okay. And we need the new server.
Yes, for the ESX cluster, that's for VMware. And this is not, $12,000 will buy you two servers.
So that's two servers.
Servers for, and if we decide we're not going to use it countywide, that may be cut in half, depending on how our test group.
Okay.
Probably not a good a question, but certain type of computers are information that are specialized. No, is there such a thing as having a data center or an area where those people could come here and be able to use that rather than having them in each department that has that need? When I look at the fact that the city of Ames, our largest city, is only 8 to 9 miles away, and the Justice Center and things of this nature, unless you're doing this every day, you know, is there a point in time that we say, here's something that's available to you, but here's where it's at. So if you need to schedule yourself in to, I'll call it the lab center, just for the sake of wherever it's at, and you can come in and utilize it. I just think that somehow we have to be creative in terms of our thought process, in terms of how we spend dollars, just because it's going to be a convenience to someone.
You look at convenience versus productivity.
Right.
I'm not sure.
But I'm just throwing it out as part of the equation for future thought.
Okay.
You know.
Since they all access our data center via the network connection, I'm not sure where that would gain us anything.
No, I don't know, but I mean, you're the...
That's certainly worth thinking
you're
about.
You're the IT person that I'm asking for your thought process on it. Because to the individual, the first thing they're going to basically say is, oh, no, they don't want to have to leave from their place of work every day to have to come over here to use something. I mean... My question is if it's not every day, and if it's, you know, sparingly needed.
So I think most of the programs that we are using, it is used on a daily basis as part of their daily workflow. I can't think of anything, really, that you don't touch daily. I'm not real familiar with everything the Sheriff's Department does, but I know with the OSSI software, they're using that all the time. Their Word and Excel documents they're using all the time. So But I'll keep that in mind. If there is a specialized software they're asking for, that might be a good suggestion.
Good. All right, page 128. We've talked about the wireless network system. We're going to leave that in for now, but we're going to talk some more about it as we go through our priorities. IP phone system. Barb's going to bring us back three different options on the IP phone system. We're going to pull everything else out that we don't need if we have an IP phone system, so we can get a good look when we do our callback. Quickly, Barb, take us through the Sheriff's Department. Looks like in addition to the 45 new PCs, we're asking for an additional one for jail administration.
Yes, there's no PC there. They'd like to have one for the jail admin to use.
I guess I don't understand that. Well, there's no PC. I mean, when they tell you there's no PC for the jail administrator to use.
Right.
I know he's got one on his desk.
And I know
he's, well, yeah.
Is it still there, though?
I would assume so.
Or where did it go?
Let's check into that. Printers, Paul, I mean, you know this
We're
is one of the
any
things.
More printers.
This printer, I have a thing with everybody wanting to have their own printer. I mean,
get up and
so
walk
many
12
copiers.
Feet.
Exactly. And it is recommended by the that we get up every 45 minutes and walk around.
I can understand if they want to make it convenient for the volunteers, but I would think that somebody can give one up somewhere.
This was for the volunteers, and that was the reasoning, and they said they didn't want them wandering out to places that they didn't need to be. But this isn't a current or a constant thing, so, yeah, I kind of questioned that one myself.
You did a thing 2 years ago on how many printers we had.
Matt Reese gave me a map of all the printers and copiers, and just for this building. And you and I will have a conversation at some point. I would really like to get to the point where we've got one good printer copier on each floor in this building to start with and go from there. But when we've got 900 different copying machines that have different leases with different duration, I don't know how you ever get there.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, everybody's paying their own maintenance and rental agreements on their copiers, and none of them are the same.
Well, Bart, I want us to be really hesitant before we buy any new printers. I mean, we're in need of one back here, just as bad as, but we're going to limp through and get it done. Let's just be really, really hesitant on any kind of printers, and so you can pass the word that the Board of Supervisors is frowning. Absolutely. Anytime we need color, we come to your office.
Or just, you know.
A microphone for Jane Page?
Why would a microphone be in this budget? That is an office supply out of their own budget,
well,
isn't it?
I asked her about that, and she asked me to put it in, so.
Let's pull that, too. We'll have that conversation when Jane and the sheriff come over. So we're pulling the printer, we're pulling the microphone. Two 19-inch monitors.
There's no amount over there.
There was no amount attached.
That must have been last year's or something.
No, this was a special request. I must have omitted that. That would be $400.
Can we have more rationale? I mean, are they wanting to go to the dual monitor setup?
Yes, they are.
We're going to end up with that for pretty much everybody, aren't
yes.
we?
And that's the next line
I
item.
I want
for
three or four for myself.
Yeah.
I struggle with one.
Yeah, I get all I can handle.
I'm
going to
leave it right where I'm at.
So Treasurer, two monitors.
Yes. They have two that don't have dual monitors, and we've looked at the computers that they want to put those on. They'll also need video cards, so that's why there's the extra.
And that actually makes sense to me. I mean, the way the treasurer's been using them, just as I've been down there watching, there is a rationale for having two monitors there. Well, let's check on that and make sure. Would we need to stock in any place? Let's pull that and talk to Renee about it. And then a laptop for Renee. What's her current setup? And again, this is something we'll pull and ask her.
It's a desktop, and she said she would like a laptop so that
a replacement.
Yes, yes.
The laptop and the docking.
And a docking station.
Well, now Jameson was a docking station, right? He had laptop and the docking station. Where did that thing go?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So we'll talk with Renee about those things. Is there anything else? Clearly, so we're going to schedule a call back after we get through everything else. If you wouldn't mind having notes, we got lots of areas here that we need to talk to the departments about. Biggest charge we're sending out of here with is working on the IP phone system and taking a look at the rest of this year's budget with the different things that not only we have in this year's budget, but things we're looking at for the future so we can prioritize those and make some decisions as we get into the spring of this year.
Okay.
And we'll schedule a time on a Tuesday morning, maybe a light Tuesday morning, that we can have you come up and do it during a regular board meeting, what we're talking about for this year's budget. We'll do the IP phone system in our callback.
Callback.
Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
I've already taken the $150 out of employee mileage expense, $500, well, the total out of data processing. Of $34,670.
Yep. Luke, we'll let you know when we're doing the callback of this one.
One thing, too, we didn't touch on is any employee salaries. We do have one employee that's under.
Yep.
And that was the amount was given to Lisa when she put together.
So that's plugged in here
it's
now.
It's plugged in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're set on employees now, right? You got your staff filled as you need it filled for the foreseeable future.
Do I still have one open slot? I thought I did.
No, they eliminated that.
So if you see changes coming, just work with Alyssa, and that'll need to come to the board.
Okay.
Okay.
And Barb, I'd like to thank you
thank you.
You know, everything that you've done in the short period you've been on board. I was one of the things in your interview. I was so impressed with your background and things that you expressed that you were familiar with, and it's been very evident. And I think the new person coming on board, you know, I'm seeing a lot less challenging issues sometimes that are cropping up that can't be resolved in a very timely manner. And I think that's a testament to you and staff. So please convey our appreciation for the
Yep, absolutely. All right.